the Shepherd Bridge.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a grist mill in there. And that old dam was there a good many years.
What kind of things did you take to the grist mill to be ground?
Well, I don't know as I ever went there in my life. You know. I've known of it running there, but I don't know as I ever went down to that grist mill. No. I wonder who ever run that. Must have been the Kemptons, eh? Must have been the Kemptons at that mill.
You didn't make any flour on your own?
No.
How did you buy the flour?
Well, you go to stores.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You bought it in barrels?
Yeah, you can buy it in barrels or you bought it in sacks. So much a sack. I think it took four sacks for a barrel. Four sacks or six sacks for a barrel. Yeah. Yeah, that's where we got our flour. We generally get it right in the sacks. I think it was, I think Dad there for the winter would get four or six bags for flour.
Did you use any Graham flour?
No, I don't think so. Might have, I don't think so.
How about rye flour?
No.
People didn't grow rye around there?
Not too much, I don't think. Mostly hops. Hops, grain. Yeah. Yeah.
Where was the starch factory?
Starch factory, that was down... remember down in Whitmobile there, I think. The starch factory. That was made over a couple of times, I guess. Maybe from a starch factory to a milk station, see? That down there in Whitmobile, that station there next to that brook, that might have been the starch factory at one time. And then they had it into a milk station, too, see?
Did you ever go there when it was a starch factory?
No.
What did they make starch out of?
You got me. That would be potatoes or something. I don't know. I've heard there's a lot of starch in potatoes. I don't know.
Did they ever make potash around you?
No. Yes, I know.
Did your mother make all your clothes?
No. No, we bought our clothes. We bought our clothes. No, we bought our clothes.
She did make mittens and socks.
Yes, mittens and stockings. Plenty of them. Yep, plenty of them.
Did she make your father's clothes, any of them? His underwear, shirts?
No. No, we got them.
Where would you buy them?
Go to the stores, Malone. They hardly ever sent off then after anything. You'd go to Malone and buy them.
How often did your parents go to Malone?
Oh, whenever they needed anything. Once a week, same as we do here now, maybe. Yeah.
Once. Did they go to Lawrence's store?
Lawrence's? Army store. There's an army store there. You can go in. Hardware stores. Go in and get whatever we needed.
What did they sell at Westcott's store at that time?
Oh, he had everything. Well, Will had everything. Oh, he had flour, and I don't know if he sold horse feed or anything, but he had everything in the store, lard, meat, and stuff, about the same as they be today. He had a good store.
How did they sell lard?
Well, you could buy it in a pail, or, you know, they'd lump it off to you. He got it in big cans. You wanted a pound or 2 pounds, he'd cut it out for you out of a can and put it in them paper things and give it to you. Yeah. Will Westcott was a good man. Good man.
What else did he sell there? What did he sell in cans? Tin cans?
Oh, God, he had pretty near everything. He had fruit of all kinds. Peaches, pears, and He had about pretty near everything, about the way they got today there in the store. He kept everything Will did.
What kind of candy?
Oh, stick candy and all them wafers and everything. I remember when I went and got candy there. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you get?
Well, sometimes I'd get some of them, I don't know what you call them, taffy or stick candies. I'd rather have that and that long stuff. It lasted longer.
Did you ever trade eggs for candy?
No. We've sold eggs from Will. Will has bought eggs from us.
Would you get groceries in return for the eggs he bought?
You could, or you'd take the money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Will Westcott was always a good man. Good man.
Did he have credit?
Good wife, yeah. Credit if you wanted. Credit if you wanted it. Yes.
Did you use mainly white sugar or brown sugar?
Mostly white. Yeah.
Did your father make maple syrup?
No.
Were there many sugar bushes around there?
Henry Todd had one down below us. He had a sugar bush. They made sugar and syrup. Yeah. No, we never had no sugar bush.
Did you buy the syrup from Henry Todd?
No, bought at the store. Sometimes you'd have some maple syrup, and then other times you'd buy this corn syrup or anything what they got today. Yeah.
Did you ever use it on your bread instead of butter?
No, I'd use it on pancakes, griddle cakes. I give them the old-fashioned name, the old pancakes. They'll call them a fancy name like griddle cake. Yeah.
Did they eat anything then that they don't eat now besides cornmeal mush and Johnny cake?
No, I guess we live about the same. You had your donuts and your cookies and they was all handmade. They didn't have to run through no machine to make them. They just fixed them up with their dough and their molasses or whatever they put in them, put them in the oven, and when they come out, you could eat a half a dozen to once if you wanted to. You want to stand it. Mother's cooking would go, I tell you.
Did they make raised donuts?
Yeah.
Did they fry them in lard or in rendered fat from a pig?
Well, I don't know. Maybe mixed up. Yeah.
How would they render the fat from a pig? You remember they're doing it?
Well, they'd have to put it in and, you know, and melt it down to get the real fat out of it good, yeah. Put it in a big pan and cover on and let it steam there and melt it out and then pick your chunks out if I didn't, you know, throw away.
What meat would they use for this? What parts of the pig?
Well, whatever, you know, they'd cut off what they didn't need there, you know, on too much fat or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Did they ever use beef fat?
No, I don't think so.
Did anyone ever use candles instead of kerosene lights when you were young?
No, not in them days. No, we didn't have to. You want no electric lights to turn out on you and be in the dark. You had your kerosene, that's something Westcott sold too, was kerosene.
Mm-hmm. How much would they charge you for it?
Well, depend.
How much for a gallon?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know today how much it is. No?
Did they sell clothes at Westcott's?
Clothes, shoes, rubbers, just same as it be today. He had a store. Will Westcott had a good store.
Did you make ice cream at home?
Yeah, old-fashioned freezer, turned with a crank. Yeah, I made a lot of that. Then I get that on Sundays.
What flavors were there?
Oh, any kind you wanted. You could maybe strawberry or vanilla or something like that. Put some chocolate in. Yeah. Put your mixture in. Yeah. We had quite a lot of ice cream to home we did there.
Did they have anything like spaghetti or things like that in those days?
Well, I think so. Well, I know we had that, oat flake there, you know. Mother used to have that for breakfast some.
Did they use sausage?
Yeah, made our own sausage.
Mother made
her, yeah, she'd make her own sausage out of some of the beef and some of the pores of the pork, see. Mix it in and, yeah, Mother made her own sausage. Homemade sausage.
How about mincemeat?
Well, not too much, but more in the sausage, see. Yeah, she might have made some mincemeat, but mostly sausage. That was good for breakfast. Ooh.
Did she, how did she do her washings?
them were the times. You had a tub. And an old washboard there for a while, see? Till they come out with them washing machines what went with a thing you turned there. Yeah, that's how she had to do her washings with a tub and a scrub board. At first.
Did she make her own soap?
No, she didn't have to. She might have made some. Didn't have to. You could buy your soap. No.
How often did she wash?
Oh my God. When the clothes got dirty, she kept us always pretty clean. She kept us pretty clean.
Did she starch any of her clothes?
Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah, Mother wasn't nasty. Mother kept the helmet. Good and clean, my boy. As good a mother as they raised today.
But what kind of clothes did you wear when you were, let's say, 10 years old?
Oh, maybe knee pants and long stockings. Yeah. And little shirts or blouses. Look at that rabbit. See him go? See him go right across the flat? Going across the road. There, you're right in the road, right in the edge of the road. I don't think it's one of Dougie's stuff, it's a wild one. You went right across there, right? You're going right to the barn.
Maybe.
Oh, you goddamn little cuss. Went right under Harry's car. Went under Harry's car over there, that brown car. I see the one the hell it was. Let me see him come in there.
It's awful cold now.
Yeah.
What kind of cloth were your clothes made out of?
Well, I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Was it rough cloth?
Well, same as today. They didn't make our clothes. We bought them.
Yes. Mm.
We bought our clothes.
Mm-hmm. What'd you wear in the winter?
Oh, same as we do now. Heavier clothes, heavier stockings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, same as now.
What did men wear in the summer? Did they wear lighter colored clothing, or was it the same dark stuff they wore in the winter?
Well, ordinary can be.
Whatever they
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
Did they wear ties in the summer?
No. Unless you went to church.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you went to church, you'd dress up. Jenna had a good suit to go to church.
What kind of home remedies did your mother have?
Can you remember, Floyd? I couldn't.
Well, She wanted you to be as good as you could be. She didn't want you to be swearing and hollering around the house. She wanted you to be a pretty decent boy, be a good boy.
Was she strict?
Well, no. Mother wasn't rude. She liked to have things done right, oh. Clean up after yourself. Not leave a pile of ashes or anything in front of the stove after you cleaned out your stove. Get your broom and dip your dustpan and clean up after yourself. Same as you would today.
Do you have to do those things?
Was your father stricter than your mother?
No. 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 Pa was good. About the same. Pa liked to have you go to church, though. Pa never went to church much, but he wanted the rest of us to go. He'd stay at home, get the dinner and everything ready that way. But Pa, I don't know, he never liked to go to church much. If that was a funeral or something like that, he'd go. But he wanted us to go, all the rest of us, go to church. Yeah, mother and a whole bunch. He'd stay at home, get dinner.
What kind of home remedies did your mother have when you were sick?
Doctor wanted.
Oh, yes. Dr. Harwood, come up first thing, give you medicine for your cold, or if you had pneumonia, you'd take and get a rag and put turpentine and lard in it and put it on your lungs and on your back. Doctor you up that way, give you some ginger tea. Doctor you up. Oh, they had pretty good remedies.
What would they give you for a sore throat?
Well, you'd put a bandage around there with, you know, turpentine and lard or something there to draw that out. And if you wanted to draw it out in good shape and make a good rash, Fred Clark told us, you take that salt pork, as I told you, and cut it and sew it on a rag, and put that on around your neck, and it'll draw that all out. But your neck will be just as red as could be. It'll draw right out through on the outside, see?
Well, we don't.
We don't do that, though. Too harsh.
Yes.
Too harsh. Too harsh. But it'll draw it.
What could they do for a toothache besides pull it?
Just pull it, I guess.
Pull it or put stuff in. You know, some they would put, I've even put camphor on batten and put all around it, see, in there. Or you can get this oil wintergreen there, soak it in batten and put on. But pretty hard to kill the nerve after it starts to get ulcerated.
Hard when you have different teeth, too.
Yeah.
What would they do with your ears? Anything for earache?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
How about something for your eyes if they were sore?
Go to the hospital.
Rinse them out with boric acid.
Boric acid.
Salt and water. Yeah. Salt and water's good. Bathe your eyes in salt and water. Not too strong.
What would your mother do for a cut or a bruise?
Wind it up with a good cloth or something like that. Put some salve on or something. Yeah.
What kind of teas did she make? She made ginger tea. And any other kind of teas?
Mm-hmm. Ginger tea. Only tea you drink. That ain't no good for cold. A ginger tea and something like that, it kind of warms your stomach up. Put a little red pepper in it, warm you up. Right, start breaking up a cold. Yeah.
Did you drink green tea for meals?
Mm-mm. No.
What, black tea?
Black tea. Black tea or coffee.
You don't drink tea at all, boy.
Not now, not for a good many years. But them days, he said.
They didn't use green tea then?
Well, they might have. They might have had green tea. They might have had. But I never drank much tea then. Mostly coffee, water, lemonade. Mother used to always have a big jar of lemonade, drink lemonade.
Did they drink much milk, adults, in those days?
Don't think so.
What did you do at Christmas?
Oh, we always had a good Christmas. Get a Christmas tree, big one, put it up here, better go up the ceiling. All get around it. Everybody buy a present. Had them scattered on the floor and up around on the tree. They'd have the tree decorated up. And then same as you say there. Did we use anything else besides a kerosene lamp? They did have them little candles they might tie on the tree on the limb, so kind of brighten it up a little bit. I remember having them. And they'd have something a little extra for dinner, maybe. Some kind of a good pudding or shortcake or something better for dinner on Christmas. New Year's the same, always something they'd put on a little extra. Yeah.
Did they drink much on New Year's?
Well, at that time, they did. We used to have some pretty wild parties around. But
in Chasm Falls?
Yeah, but after, I can't remember way back when I was small about what they'd done, but when I got up around maybe around 16 or 18, they used to have some pretty good parties around there.
Mm-hmm. I used to take on myself.
Going out around to these French tunks, as I'd call them.
French tunks?
That's what, French people, would give the dance. But we always give them a nickname. We used to go by, we'd call it a French tunk here or there, we'd all get together there. Been up on that west road up in there, the same as you say, where I told you about them hop pickers. Some of them are alive today, some of them old timers there, ravioles. And give a dance there. Christ, they come from Malone, they'd come from Chasm Falls, and some from Duane. Christ, we'd go to pretty near daylight in the morning, and I'd just get home enough to feed my horses and go and eat my breakfast, change my clothes and go to work. That was it. So you can see I was busy myself at them times. Just get in time and I might take my good clothes off. I'd go out in the barn and feed my horses. Give them time to eat. Then I'd run in the house and go up and change my clothes and come down and eat my breakfast and go to bed at all. Take them three horses and go to Hell's Head.
What kind of parties were there?
Well, just same as they give today. Come on. All of you what wants to come on here, all my good friends, come on in. We're going to have a good time tonight. Dance, have a little stuff to drink, and have a good time. And you did, too. I never complained, never. I've been out two or three nights a week like that, never complained. Just come in time to feed up. Mother and Dad never say nothing. I done my work, they couldn't say nothing. But I'd be goddamn tired now, I tell you that now, I'd be tired. I done my work just the same, I never fell down on my work.
What kind of drink did they have?
Well, those days you went as cheap as you could because the money wasn't flying. You'd buy half a pint of alcohol, and you'd buy a bottle of ginger ale. That'd make you a pint of good liquor. You'd have pretty near a quart out of that one bottle there, and you'd feel it. You'd drink enough of it, you'd feel it. I've been out with Frank Purdy, he's alive today. Oliver Nicklaw. We got pretty well drink lit up on soft drinks, mixing it with orangeade and with that high ones, you know. You'd feel it. You'd feel good. You could dance. You could dance.
I believe it'll freeze tonight.
You think so, eh?
It's so cold. You ain't been outdoors enough to know. You want to see. It's cold.
Would they have a fiddler?
Oh, yeah. Oh, a fiddler and a good caller. Good caller. Yeah.
Who are some of the fiddlers?
Oh, that's pretty hard to tell way back. But we had a good fiddler. And Renzo Wood, he'd always call off. Oh boy, he could call off. And just, well, I come just as easy to it.
What were some of the names of the dances?
Oh God, I don't know. They danced different than they do today there. You'd dance them old-fashioned dances in them old-fashioned waltzes where you'd get along and dance. You didn't stand there and just jiggle your feet up and down. You danced, you waltzed around and had a good time. Today there, you watch them on television, you don't know why they're dancing or what they're doing. They're just treading their feet up and down. Yeah, we had good times there.
What did people think about the French people who lived around Chasm Falls?
Oh, well, there's a good bunch of them, a good bunch. Always been a good bunch there. Good neighbors. Good neighbors. And more families come moving in though. Younger people, see? Younger people. Old people's gone. The old timers is gone. Nelson Faka is gone. Ed Ashlaw is gone. Oh my God. I can tell you so many have gone out of Chasm Falls. The old people.
Who was living there when you were a boy?
Oh, world of them. There was Kings, Will King, his generation's all alive, Will King, and there was Joe Dibble, Rob Dibble, Henry Todd, Johnson's there, Joe Johnson's, Vidal Nicklaw, and then the Purdy's there, Rental Purdy, Stell's folks, Howard Wilson, Edwine Stone, oh my God. And then the bachelors, they're all gone. Ain't no more there. They're all gone. Chapman's, they're all gone. They used to be in Chasm Falls. Yeah, new bunch, all new bunch. Come right up in the world. All the old ones is gone, started a new world. Yeah?
What did you do on Easter? Was there anything special?
No. No.
You had ham and eggs?
Yeah. But you'd have them through the week, just same as we do now, so they ain't no treat.
No treat.
No treat.
Did you call her Easter eggs?
Yeah, they would. They'd call her, yeah.
No, boy.
Yeah, you'd call her Easter. Oh, yeah, Easter.
Oh, I thought you said, did you call her the eggs?
No, we never did.
But you did call her some Easter eggs.
Yeah. We'd have some Easters for Easter.
Did they talk about the Easter bunny?
No.
Oh, we're a little too old for that.
Yeah. They just see one run across the road, hon.
Huh?
I just see one run across the road. One of them Easter bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to? Yeah.
At Christmas, did they have any exercises in the church or the schoolhouse?
Yeah, they did.
Not schoolhouse.
Church. Yeah, they had them in the church, huh?
Not this year.
Well, back years ago, you sung there.
After that's been quite a long while.
Well, yeah, that's a long time ago. That was in our day. Tain't nerdy today, he wants it back.
Did they have a Santa Claus in those days?
Yeah. I was Santa Claus once myself for my own kids. Come up to the barn, come up, take care of my horses. I lived in that house where Elsie Eddy is today down there. I come up the barn, I had no black sheepskin coat, put that on, found a masquerade and a toque, pair of bells and put around me, went down home and went around the house 2-3 times, and opened the door, pounded on the door, and the kids all run to their mother, some of them in the other room, scared to death. Santa Claus had come. I was a Santa Claus. Yeah.
What would you get for presents when you were young on Christmas Day?
Well, just what you needed. You need a pair of mittens, you'd get them. A pair of stockings. They didn't buy you nothing foolish. You wanted some hanchers, you got hanchers. Yeah.
Did children buy their parents anything?
Well, yes. I was too young to put in. The girls put in. I can show you today. There was 5 of them put in, and then some of them put in for me. They bought my father a 30-30 Winchester rifle. That's back a good many years ago, and I've got it right in my bedroom today to show to anybody. It's killed more deer than any gun you can put up against it. Roy Hamlin bought 2 rifles, new ones. And he said if he'd had my gun, he'd have killed that deer what he shot at. And with his brand new gun, he never missed the deer, and he throwed the gun way off in the woods and broke it, a brand new gun. Where he said he'd had my gun, he'd have killed it. He killed about 4 deer with my gun, Roy Hamlin, and bore it in the fall. I got it right in there today to show it. I can take it right out there today. You see, if you shoot a gun, you can hit a bullseye with it right today.
What did they do on the 4th of July?
Well, 4th of July? Well, they didn't celebrate that. I told you that, where they take Grandpa out in the dooryard and shoot at that big bullseye. Yeah.
Did all the men in Chasm Falls shoot at that?
No, no. Generally, just the home, I see. There was Paw and Woolard and Shermie, and then Grandpa would come out and center the bullseye. I don't know how he could do it. He had that rose cancer come there and closing one eye wide up, pretty near, closing it wide up. I think that's what killed poor Grandpa. I don't know. It might have been his old age, but I think that rose cancer had into his brain, see? I think that must have.
Did your mother put anything on it?
Oh, with iodine. Put iodine on. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Did your father hunt a great deal?
Pa never did much. 2 boys did. Willard and Sherman, they done a lot of hunting. Yeah.
Where would they go to hunt?
Oh, back over in the east, up above the railroad track, up in there. We had a woodlot up in there. That's where they go up in there, to hunt up in there. Yeah.
Would they bring back deer and bear?
No, never no bear, no bear. Yeah, they'd get the deer, yeah.
How was the deer meat cooked?
Oh, any way you wanted it. You wanted to fry steak, you'd fry your steak. Cook your steak just same as you would beef. If you wanted a boiled dish, you'd put a chunk in what wouldn't make the steak and boil it, see? Have a boiled dish, yeah.
Did you eat a lot of cabbage in those days?
No, never had no cabbage. Other people might, but I don't care for cabbage.
Did you grow it in the garden?
No. No.
How about squash?
No. I don't care for nothing much in the garden, only my berries. Ever-bearing strawberries. That's what I tend to. I like my strawberries. I have them pretty near every day. The wife there and them, once in a great while, I'll eat a leaf of lettuce. But I don't care too much for that. Carrots, garden stuff.
Oh, I do. I like it.
They like that. Turnip. Once in a great while, I'll eat a slice of turnip.
In the old days, did your father and mother grow turnip and squash in their garden?
Oh, yes. And pumpkins, as I told you, in the cornfield. Set out pumpkins. Pick them up for the pigs. Sometimes they'd put them down cellar. Wouldn't last too long. Make pumpkin pies.
What'd you do on Halloween when you were young?
Yeah, I was too young there to go out. When we got old enough, we'd go out and celebrate. Yeah, go out and celebrate. Tip toilets over and everything else. Outdoor toilets. We made the rounds when we went out. Yeah.
Did they wear costumes?
No. No.
Did they go around for trick-or-treat?
No. No. They never see us fellas. Once in a while we steal a chicken, bring it home, or a rooster or something. Two fellas would watch the house, see there's nobody coming out, and the other fellas would go in and steal a rooster or something. There's only three of us travel together.
No more.
Yeah.
Would they hollow out a pumpkin and make a face on it, like they do nowadays?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah.
What stories did you hear about witches or ghosts or anything? Anything like that?
No. No.
You said there were women who smoked pipe?
Old Mrs. Dibble did, yeah. She used to come to our house, Rob Dibble's wife, play cards, the same as I told you there. She'd buy a pint of high wines, and then she'd mix it with something, you know, and she'd have a pint of good liquor. And she'd always bring it up home, and we'd play cards, and she'd smoke her pipe with me, and we'd have a little drink once in a while together. She's a good old woman. Mrs. Dibble is a good woman.
What's high wine?
High wine? Yeah. Liquor. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's liquor.
What card games did they play at night?
Oh, Pedro, Euchre. We never played them big games like what they play now, poker, solitaire, or anything like that. We never played them. The old-fashioned games, them days. Pedro or Euchre.
When did you start going out with girls? How old were you?
Pretty young.
Before you were 20?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a long time. Maybe around 16, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did people do on a date in those days?
Well, you kept them, or you wouldn't want to go back. If I told Stella I'd be down there and take her down to Malone tonight, I'd want to be there. I wouldn't want her to get all dressed up and waiting for me and not show up. Or next time I'd call her up, she wouldn't go with me. Jesus, you had to tend to your knit in them days. I had three all at once, so I had quite a problem to keep it going. I had one of my own cousins up on Stanton Hill, Mabel Westcott, then Stell, then I had a Marla girl. I was with that Marla girl 3 years. By God, I couldn't say nothing about her. She was a nice girl. Right in the saloon. She was the nicest girl as I ever went with.
She worked in the saloon?
Well, I don't know if she... Her father run the saloon,
oh,
see?
Oh.
She was around about my age.
What saloon was that?
up to Bend River, Pete Marlowe.
On the Briggs Road?
Studley Hill Road. Studley Hill Road, yeah. Right where that opening is there, where they got a little picnic there now, you know, up above the power dam. Pete Marlowe had it there. A long time, someone they broke up or something. Then Fred Thomas, he went in there and run it a long time in there, saloon. Yeah. That was a good place. They'd all meet together, see. Coming from West Road and all of them, Sunday nights, I bet there'd be 20 there. And we'd play drive up, sit down and play cards. And the ones would beat, they'd stay to that table, and the other ones would have to get up, and another new bunch would come in, see, sit down. God, the one I played with had good signs. Oliver, Nicola, and I, we made them up, and Oliver would always go with me up there. Every Sunday night, he went with the youngest girl. And we had them signs made up. They couldn't catch us either. My God, we'd sit to one table pretty near all night. Without we'd happen to make a mistake, and then, you know, yeah.
What were some of the signs you had?
Oh, I don't know. We done it with our cards. The way we'd hold them or twist them or something, you know. Whether we had a good hand or a poor hand. Whether we'd put them together a couple of times or three times and let them know we had, you know, a good hand. And if he had a pretty good hand, he'd kind of wink or nod his head. Go to it, bit him up. Yeah, bit him up. Well, we had good times there.
Did they have dances there?
No. We just played cards and they'd buy their stuff, you know, before they closed up, what they wanted to drink, if they wanted soft stuff and, you know, orangeade or they wanted their liquor. You could drink it if you didn't have to buy it, you know, after a certain time. You had it bought before. Nobody ever got drunk. It just a good time. Good time.
How old were you when you married?
I wasn't quite 21.
Was it a church wedding or at home?
No, at the parsonage. Mm. Yeah.
Where was the parsonage at that time?
Right where it is today.
Yeah. Right below Westcott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were weddings in those days big affairs or small?
Well, just the way you wanted them. If you wanted to blow out, well, you could get it. If you didn't want one, you didn't have to have it.
Was yours big?
No. I went to work the next morning in the hop yard. I was married in the fall. Went right to work the next morning, never lost no time. Got married that night, and the next morning I was working. Uh-huh. Right in the hop yard.
Where did you live the first few years you were married?
Well, I stayed down with her folks a while, and then I was up home, see? Stayed up home.
Where's that? At your house? Your father's house?
Yep. And kept right on working in the hop yard there and driving the horses till my sister come from Duane down there. They wanted a man the worst way. Mabel says to me, she says, Floyd, why don't you come up? You and Stella, you both can work right to my place. So I knew Pa had Woolard and Sherm right there. They was home. So I said, now was a good time to do it. Take out for yourself. So her and I landed up in Duane. Ain't nothing doing in Cattle Falls now, I don't think. Not a thing. You got to go to Malone to get any work.
But how old were you when you went up to Duane? Came up to Duane?
Well, same as I told you, I wasn't quite 21. I was maybe about 21 when I come to Duane after I got married, see. A month after that or so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where'd you live?
Right in the house of them.
Where'd she live?
Right where...
It was in Chasm Falls.
No, in Duane. Right up here to Mabel Selkirk's. Where Bernice is down there now. Sylvia.
Oh.
On that new road of 30 there, off in there. Sylvie lives there.
Glasgow's.
Yeah.
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 She lives in there.
What was Duane like at that time?
Oh. He wasn't running any cars. Wasn't running any cars up here. No snowplows. Duane was a hard old country. Yes.
Was Selkirk Sawmill running at that time?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was.
Can you remember what that was like?
Well, they sawed a lot of lumber there. They dried logs in there. They sawed them. And we dried lumber over to Elvis Head. We didn't go this road either. We went down around through the woods. We had a road cut by down through the woods. We come out below Studley Hill, down there. Went across the river right into Elvis Head with lumber. A good many years ago, boy. I couldn't bend over 22. Got lumber into Elvis Head. Yeah, from Selkirk's Mill.
How did then you get from the Studley Hill Road to Owl's Head? What road did you use? Is the road there now?
Yeah, we went across the river. They put logs and things there, you know. The river had froze there. It was kind of a still place there where the water is kind of still. They put logs and stuff in across there and wired them and made a winter bridge there, see? And wired them right there so they couldn't move. And throw brush on there and everything. And by God, that was just a good piece of road we had. And it wouldn't sink into nothing. The horses going to cross there.
Was that down at the bend of the river? On the Studley Hill Road?
No, I don't think we went quite to the bend. Yeah, down below Studley there, across that flat. Across that flat where we came out there. We went across.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And generally, you know, one wouldn't go alone. We'd be always two teams would go together, so if one got in trouble, the other would help out, see.
You were drawing Selkirk's lumber?
Yeah, yeah.
How many men worked at Selkirk's?
Oh, geez, I don't know. He had quite a gang there.
You remember some who did?
Well, Dave Williams used to work up there. And a lot of them moved away there, you know. Some of them is dead. Yeah. That was back a long time ago.
Remember the Kimpton Mill?
No, can't remember that. Fred Haskins can. I can't. Fred can remember that mill being over there, but I can't.